The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That is a very good idea to do exactly that, 855-99-37569, to call about whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it has to do with family. We've been actually talking about kind of influences on the family, external influences on the family. In this particular case, the media's effect, specifically television. Because up until a couple of years ago, there were more televisions in this country than there were toilets. There are now more cell phones in some developing countries than there are toilets, but that's a whole different story with a whole different meaning. And up until, I think about 10 years ago, 10 or maybe 15 years ago, that 93% of the population watched one of the three TV channels. And then when there became a fourth TV channel, obviously, when Fox started, then there was a bit more of a division of the television listening public. And now, as anybody who works in television can tell you, that I think it's less than half the population watches any of the top four television at any particular time, because people have cable alternatives and they have TiVo alternatives, so they can watch basically whatever they want. So it's affected radio as well, but it's probably affected television more than any other single industry. Well, with the possible exception of the magazines have had huge problems. Newspapers and any print media have had huge problems with the internet. I mean, they've essentially ceased to be able to make money on them, I think. A lot of magazines have folded. At one point, I think I was reading someplace that New York had something like 8 dailies. And now there's basically, well, they're the two freebies. But there's basically, there's the Times, the Post, I guess, and the News. But the two freebies, the AM New York and what's the other one called? Metro New York. Probably have as big a circulation or popular. I mean, I don't know if you call it, they're not subscription, but probably circulation as the News or the Post. And the New York Times is kind of to view that as a New York paper is kind of a bit of a misnomer. So certainly print media has been affected greatly. Magazines, that there are many fewer magazines, and even the magazines that survive are smaller and have, they're just different. Television has certainly gotten whacked. I told the story of knowing somebody a couple of years ago whose family had been in the printing business and made a very lovely living on it for years, and it was no longer a business. They went bankrupt because people do internet printing and self. I mean, it's just the world has really changed. If you talk to UPS or to FedEx, and they've kind of, both of those companies have morphed into other kinds of things. But the idea that people fax rather than putting something in the mail, and certainly television has been greatly impacted. Radio to the extent that, I mean, I would guess that half my listenership at any particular moment is on podcasts. I mean, it's a little difficult to tell because it's hard to know. We know how many podcast downloads I get, but when people listen to them is a bit unclear. But people will say, "No, I was listening to your podcast." So the idea that you can only call about what we're talking about, call about whatever you want, whenever you want. All right, so let's go back to the final sort of responses of people of how what sitcom or television show impacted their perceptions of life and how to behave and how and why.
Okay, so we have Aurora saying that the Carol Burnett Show. I grew up watching the reruns. Showed me as a little girl that women can be funny and goofy and still be awesome and someone to admire. Love her so much.
I actually met her. I met her at a a napkin meeting when I had a show, and I think she was pitching a show as well. And she's really a lovely woman, but she had surgery. She always hated her jaw, so she had surgery. And it was too bad, because what we all loved about Carol Burnett, which is probably true of all of us, is what she hated about herself. So when her show was off, she had the surgery. She had her jaw realigned. And I mean, she was still an attractive woman, and she was still lovely, but she didn't look like Carol Burnett anymore. And I missed her. I missed the old Carol Burnett. I'm sure she didn't. I'm sure she was much happier with looking in the mirror when she saw herself. But isn't that true for all of us, is that the thing we most dislike about our own face or our own figure is probably what other people absolutely cherish? So. Cool. Yeah, good point. Good point of how that she was wacky. Lucille Ball, I mean, in some ways, for her generation, did that as well. But Lucille Ball was gorgeous. And I think Carol Burnett would never have made her. She was goofy. And Lucille Ball was sort of goofy but gorgeous. So, okay, keep going.
Okay, Antonio says, Alf, only time the family sat together, great family memories on those nights.
Well, there's that too, isn't it? That, you know, that it's part of, it's not only what's coming out of the box, but what's surrounding the box, or the wrapping. And the wrapping is who you watched it with and when you watched it. I remember being a very young kid, and I think it was Sunday nights that Dragnet was on the radio, and we would all pile in bed with mom and dad and listen to Dragnet, Badge 714. And it was before it was a TV show, or maybe it was a TV show. We just didn't have a TV. And I remember that. You know, I hadn't really thought about that in years until you mentioned it. But it wasn't TV. We didn't all sort of sit around the TV in the way I guess people sat around the radio, but we all piled in mom and dad's bed, and I think it was the only time we ever allowed in the bedroom and listened to Badge 714. Dum 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 dum. The facts, ma'am, just the facts. Okay.
All right, so finally, Stephanie is saying that Home Improvement, oh, that's what I said, Home Improvement, Roseanne, Who's the Boss, Growing Pains, these are the shows of my childhood.
Okay, but you need to tell us why you thought it was, you know, all right,
oh, yeah,
fair enough.
True.
All right, let's see, we've got Who's the Boss, which was a split family. We've got Roseanne, which was the first blue-collar working family. In fact, she's got a documentary at Tribeca called Roseanne for President. She actually ran for president, and she said she was the only serious comedian running for president. And she's a very smart woman. She's complicated, and she's seemingly without vanity, which is probably not necessarily the case, since she's clearly had some plastic surgery. But she's a very interesting woman, and her run for the presidency is absolutely fascinating on a bunch of different levels. But and how she really stood her ground and fought with them about what that show should be, and how difficult it was for her that sort of standing up to the brass. I encourage you to go see it. I said when they asked me for a review, I said, well, even people who don't like Roseanne will probably like her better at the end of this documentary. And people who thought they knew her are going to find out they didn't. The problem is that the people who hate her are probably not going to watch the movie. But it is a fascinating look at a very unusual woman, in that she was the first really blue collar heroine on television. If you think about it. All right, so we've got Who's the Boss, which was a split family. We've got Blue Collar for Roseanne, Growing Pains, which was the white version of Cosby, and Alan Thicke described it and defined it that way. What was the other one?
The first one was Home Improvement.
Home Improvement. Well, Home Improvement was just, I'm trying to think why that was different. He wasn't really the first comedian. I saw that show because I was working for the company to put it out. And they had a bunch of us in a year before that show came out to sort of preview it. And I said at the time, this is going to be huge, because he was so likable, and it was so funny, and it was very offbeat. And the neighbor that you never saw, I'm trying to remember why I thought that was so different. I guess because it was funny. And it was just that he was such a likable character. I don't remember why I remember thinking that this one's going to be a huge hit, and of course it was. There we go. All righty. What else we got? We got one more of those?
That was it for the TV shows.
Well, boy, Trevor, your timing is just impeccable. Jeez, you're good at this. It's his first day, folks. Look how good he is. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
You've woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. toolsforfreedom.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that. Whatever it is that's on your mind is what we'll talk about around here. And since this is Trevor's first day, I think we should baptize you by doing an email. What do you think?
Sounds good to me.
It's not exactly baptism by fire. It's kind of baptism by letter,
exactly.
By mail.
Exactly.
There you go.
Okay, so we have one from listener Pat, and she says, he or she, I guess, can't be sure. In any case, my daughter is presently going after divorce and child access/custody with her ex. He is and was abusive and has been charged with assault on her. There is a no-contact order in place. Because of that, visitation messages are passed between them and myself. His messages are harassing and bullying, and he is still very much trying to control her still. There is a temporary access order that he consistently changes times, etc. His text messages via myself are playing havoc on my health. I stated many times he needs to stop the fighting, etc. How can I stop this man from his abuse? What can I say to stop him in his tracks? Thank you, Dr. Joy.
Okay, kiddo, you're probably not going to be able to do that. So you have one of two choices, and I think you're opting for the third choice, which is really not a choice, which is to try and make him see the error of his ways. And he's not going to. First of all, he's not going to view you as neutral. Because you're not. And you can certainly, if I were you, I would probably keep a paper trail of this in case you need it. But the point being that he understands that when push comes to shove, and it already has, that you're on your daughter's side, not on his side. So he's never going to view you as neutral, which means the likelihood of him listening to your, what may be very reasonable advice, is not going to be viewed as reasonable. It's going to be viewed as tainted. So you're going to have to give that up. It's just not going to work. It's not that I view you as biased, even though you probably are, but he undoubtedly will. So give it up, all right? That's number one. Number two is, I think the two options I see you as having at this moment is either staying in this position and not taking it so personally. And there are ways you can do that. You can sort of decide that you're not going to forward any email that has any adjectives or adverbs in it. And you can tell them that. You can say, for example, if you're trying to have me arrange a visit on Thursday, I will do that. But any adjectives, I'm not going to forward on any adjectives or adverbs, which means you're going to be the firewall. And it's only going to work for you to be the firewall if you, in fact, can build yourself a safe place to be, which is just to not take it personally. And so if the idea is that you're the strainer, to use another metaphor, that if he says, I can't believe you're being this stupid or this, intolerant, but, Thursday at 4 is fine, what you're going to forward is Thursday at 4 is fine, and that's it. Which means that you're not going to take any of the rest of it, you're not going to forward it, you're not going to absorb it, you're just going to be them. And if you're, by the same token, if your daughter says, I can't believe he's such a jerk, Thursday at 4 is my yoga class, that you're going to say, you're going to forward and say, Thursday at 4 is my yoga class. Here's some, and you're going to say to your daughter, why don't you offer some alternatives? You can also say to him, do you want to put a couple of alternatives in as well? But again, you're not going to be viewed as neutral, and not only will he not view you as neutral, but if you make suggestions to your daughter, she'll view you as on his side. So that's going to be a disaster. Which gets me to alternative number two, which I would highly recommend for all sorts of reasons, not the least of which is your stomach lining, is that you get a disinterested third party. If it's a lawyer, you're going to have to pay him or her, so I would not necessarily suggest that. But it may be that there is a friend of the family. It may be that there's a distant cousin. It may be that there is a college roommate, somebody that is viewed as more or less neutral, or a social worker, and your lawyer may actually recommend somebody. It may even be worth it to have a lawyer involved or have a paralegal involved out of the lawyer's office so that this doesn't come through either of you. And both parties, both your daughter and your son-in-law, will behave better, your ex-son-in-law will behave better if there's a neutral third party, especially a neutral third party that has some access to legal redress. So the best thing may be to just get out of this role, because it's thankless and pointless, and it's probably bothering you more than it's bothering either your daughter or your contentious ex-son-in-law. And you can say to both of them that. You can say, this isn't helpful to me. It's keeping me awake at nights. I'm getting a stomachache from it. I'm not going to do this anymore. And let them figure out somebody else. It doesn't necessarily have to be your role. And I can hear you saying, yeah, but then I'm not going to know what's going on. But it may be worth it. So you have to decide, because you're going to have to do one of two things. Your third option just isn't available to you, which is to convince him to behave differently. You just don't have the clout to do it. And he's not going to view you as acting in his best interest, even if you may be. it's going to have to come from a disinterested third party. And it may be that if the clergy person who married them may be able to do that, not to act as a go-between on an ongoing basis, but as a one-time deal to say, Henry, you're going to lose any access to your kid if you don't cut this out. And I know you're angry and I know you're upset, but you can't. You're leaving a paper trail. You're scaring the daylights out of your kid. You're getting everybody to view you as a lunatic. You have to stop this. But they're going to listen to that much more from a neutral third party than he is from his estranged wife's mother. So you could do that. And you could say to both of them, I'm not doing this anymore. The two of you need to find some other disinterested third party to negotiate with you because, you know, it breaks my heart. You're both somewhat abusive to me, and I can't bear it anymore. And get out of that role. And you don't have to have that role. Right? And you may think you're doing some good, but you have to ask yourself, what good am I accomplishing and at what cost? And it's a perfectly moral decision to say, I'm not going to do this anymore. Okay? And in terms of who's going to deal with it, let them figure that out or let their lawyers figure it out. You're not in the world to absorb the misery that's going on between the two of them. And you may feel that by doing it that they're inflicting less on each other, but I'm not sure that, number one, that's true. And number two, you don't have to. Martyrdom looks great on vellum. It will not work as a lifestyle. Your daughter's not going to appreciate it if you try and say to her, look, if you just could appear to be a little bit more reasonable, she's going to yell at you. If you say to your son-in-law, look, I don't want you to, I think, you know, little Jeremy should grow up where Junior should grow up with a dad, and the courts are going to come down on you, then he's going to say you're on her side, you've never really liked me. So there's really not a negotiation role here for you. And if there's no role for you, and you are taking it personally, and it is hurting your stomach, I'd get out of it. Because there are situations, it's like the prayer says, we have to know the difference between what we can affect and what we can affect and do something about it, what we can't affect and learn to accept it, and most importantly, to be able to tell the difference between the two. And I think that's your problem at this moment, that you're assuming there's something you can do, and I don't think there is. And accepting it is clearly not in the cards for you. So maybe what you need to do is be able to differentiate the difference and get out. And just say to both of them, you know, I can't do this anymore. You guys, you're not nice to each other. I have to absorb it. It's hurting my stomach. Because you're acting somewhat as a pressure valve for them. And they're not learning anything from it. They're not changing anything from it. So my best suggestion for you is to tell both of them, you're not going to do it anymore. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at EmberLit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the EmberLit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, EmberLit stoves are up to the task. EmberLit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at EmberLit.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You've asked for it, now he's coming. The amazing pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, May 5th. Seating is limited and tickets are free. Call Rose at 763-291-5052. Reserve yours today. Again, pharmacist Ben Fuchs, live in Minneapolis, 763-291-5052. If you haven't heard Ben Fuchs on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Joyce Riley, and so many others, stop by thebrightside.com. Ben Fuchs, live, 763-291-5052.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Julia, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. I have a problem with my best friend in regards to her husband. She's a dear friend of mine, and there are two separate issues that happened that are kind of contributing to a feeling that I just don't want to be around him. The most recent one was he was physically inappropriate with me at an event. I kind of socked it to him right in the midsection. Didn't even think. I just reacted, and I kind of loudly just said, "Do not touch me like that," and I said his name, and it stopped the room, and she saw. And I thought for sure we'd finally now have a conversation about this.
But
how could the conversation happen? I mean, just what was your fantasy of what she was going to say or do?
There you go. I thought she'd bring it up. I thought we talked
how?
About
how and why and what would she do? I mean,
what happened over there? Why did you hit him? Did he do something?
Well, but my guess is she lives with this dude. She knows, and or she had suspicions, and so it's going to be her word again. And she's married to the dude, so if I mean, what's she going to say? She realizes if she is innocent of the whole thing, and she questions her best friend about why you socked her husband, she's going to, you're going to say, well, he grabbed me, and then what does she do about her husband? It's public. If he says I was only kidding, it's your word against his word. I mean, it's a no-win situation for her, number one. I mean, it's stupid and cheerful is the only thing she could do. Now, it's possible that she can go to her husband and say, keep your hands off my friends. My guess is it's not the first or the last time it's happened, and somehow she's deciding she's going to do what she's going to do about the marriage. But I mean, the likelihood of coming to you about it, there's no scenario there that makes any sense. Do you follow?
I do. I guess I'm just different. You know, I it's very important to me that my fiance is, that my friends feel comfortable around him. It's just,
well, but you're with somebody different than
right.
The person she's married to. And presumably, my dear, be careful about you know, who the gods will make cry, they make very sure of themselves first. So be careful about that. I mean, is it possible that at some point one of your friends could misinterpret something your fiancé did? Yeah. But and it puts you in an impossible situation. What's the question to me?
My question is, she keeps asking me, you know, as best friends do, to come to her house and spend time with her. And I love her, but I'm
angry. How does her husband get along with your fiancé?
I knew that was coming. That's what most people have said. I guess fine, but my fiancé's not so interested in, you know, accompanying me.
Fine. Then that's all I needed to hear.
Yeah.
Then what I would say is, honey, look, the guys don't have a whole lot in common, and so why don't you and I just spend, you know, I know you're busy, I know you're married, I've got a fiancé, but let's have some girl time together, and then you can do the occasional double date when it's maybe in a large group of people. But I think the fact that the two guys don't have a whole lot in common, you don't have to say your husband's got roving hands and I have no interest in putting myself in that position. Although, have you been around him since that happened?
No, but I've been around him for years, and there's been other incidents.
Yeah, but did you ever sort of stalk him before?
No.
Okay. See, two things. First of all, if I were in your shoes and wanted to spend time with my friend, then I think you have two options. One is to at least give him a shot to back off. My guess, he will not get within 10 feet of you. Because it wasn't profitable. Do I think? Look, there are men who are not evil who think that part of the way that they should behave around their primary woman's girlfriends is to be flirtatious. There's a whole generation of men who absolutely believe that. Our parents' generation absolutely believed it.
Huh.
That's what you did with your best friend's spouse as you flirted with them, and that showed that you approved of them. That made your spouse feel comfortable, or at least in their minds, that's what it was. So, I mean, it's not unknown. It doesn't mean that this guy is the pervert of all times. So I would certainly be curious, and not, be curious, not furious. Go and have dinner with the two of them and see what happens. My guess is that he will have nothing to do with you on any level that's very close, which means the problem solved. But even if he does or doesn't, certainly make an argument that says, look, you know, it'd be great, like in the old days, for us to go and get a manicure pedicure together. I mean, you could do things with her that don't include him.
Yeah, I did. The last time she invited me, she just moved into a new place, and she wants me to see the new place. And
so
I
go say,
can we make it a girl's thing? And she said, no, he'll be here. And
yeah, but give it a shot. I mean, you know, because my point is that until that's either flirtation or sexual intimidation or something. But your job, it's really interesting. If you talk to EEOC, turns out it's not really a legal issue until you've said no. Someone can make a pass at you, although that's not completely true anymore. But in the old days, it used to be that someone could sort of say, gee, would you like to go out for dinner? And then, until you said no, that's uncomfortable, don't do that, that it wasn't an issue of the law. Because it's not until you say no that then someone does it again that's harassment.
Right.
And so you said no for the first time. Now, should you have said no before? Maybe, maybe not. But you said no. Give it a shot to see whether or not he's, in fact, heard the no.
So, just want to be understand this, though. It is definitely not, it's not advised to tell her anything.
No. I mean, it puts her in the middle, and you'll lose a friend, and it's what she's supposed to do about it.
I don't know. Talk to him about his behavior?
You can talk to him about his behavior.
Okay, so is that appropriate? Can I, should I speak to him?
Well, but I would go and spend some time around him. If the problem's solved, you don't have to talk to him.
Well, look, I mean, an hour after.
Julia, the deal is not vengeance here. The deal is reestablishing the rules.
Right.
It sounds to me that you've done it. I would at least give the situation a shot to see if you've done it before.
Yeah, you know what it is. There's history.
Well, I get it. I get that you're angry.
I know you do, and I'm trying to not tell it, but it's bad, and I don't like him. So.
Well, but you don't have to like him. But it's, as you pointed out when you first talked with me, it's very much like the previous call. Is we make accommodations for people we love, even though we don't love the people that they love. It's just the reality of the world.
So it's a big gift, though. You know?
It's not that big a gift. There are people who aren't crazy about your fiancé, and there are people, your fiancé's friends, who aren't crazy about you. It's called relationships.
Right.
It's okay. What we do. Okay?
I appreciate it.
Good. Thank
Have
you.
Have a good day.
Yeah, I think a big gift is donating the kidney. That's sort of being civil to someone that you don't like, that someone loves that you love, is just part of how we are human, part of how we understand that the world is not perfect, that the people that we love are not mirror images of us, which means that they're not going to have exactly the same people in their lives that we would have in our lives. Not to mention, as I said, that not everybody's going to love the people we love. So, and there are certainly ways of accommodating it. And to a certain extent, the real problem may not be so much that he has roving hands as that your fiance is unwilling to deal with this dude. So there, I mean, you have a myriad of possibilities. I think the one that you're trying to exercise is the least profitable and the least possible of having any positive effect, which is to complain to her about it. It's not her behavior you're asking her to change any more than her coming to you and saying, how come your fiance won't come with you? I mean, that puts you in the middle, defending your fiancé about why he doesn't want to come and deal with her boyfriend or her. I mean, that's a really uncomfortable position. And if she came to you and said, well, how come Jeremy never comes over? I mean, what are you going to say? Because he doesn't like your husband? Because he's busy? I mean, it puts you really in an uncomfortable position. And you're talking about putting her in exactly that same position. Okay, so that's not profitable for either her to do to you or you to do to him. Now, you may be able to go to Jeremy and say, I'd really like for you to come. She's important to me, and I really don't want to go over there as a single woman. I'd like you to come with me for every four times I see her. I'd like you to come with me one of the times. And you're going to have a lot more clout with him than you're going to have in terms of, this is your fiance. And in the same way that I say that relationships require a certain amount of composure and generosity of spirit, I mean, you're talking about marrying a man who isn't willing to really acknowledge your needs in terms of your relationships. And that may be something to look at. So that's possibility number one, of dealing with your fiance about showing up as a couple more. As I said, second of all, I'm not sure that you're going to be in the same jeopardy that you've been in before because you socked him. And before, what you did by doing nothing, and again, I'm not blaming you, I'm just saying the message you gave to him was, this is tolerable. And you're now saying it's not tolerable anymore, and it may be that his behavior will change, at which point the problem's solved. The third possibility is, as I said, just say, look, I'm a little uncomfortable being the third wheel, and I know that we're going to have a little less time together because you're married, but I'd really like for us to just have some girl time together. And if she doesn't want to do that, then you can make accommodations. But telling her about him is not going to profit you anything. And it, as I said, it puts her in the middle. And even if the two of them break up, she's not going to be gracious to you about being a cause of the breakup. And to a certain extent, she may even blame you. So think about what you're doing. If you're going to deal with some man's behavior, deal with your own man's behavior and him being a little more accommodating to you. You're going to have a lot more chance of success and a lot less chance of heartache. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, you guys are being kind of shy today, which probably means we're going to get 15 calls. Well, Trevor, wait, you'll see. We'll get 15 calls in the last 5 minutes of the program, which will drive all of us completely nuts. It's such fun. This is called acting out. This is kind of like being in therapy, where my clients would come in and you get a 55-minute hour, right? 50 to 55 minutes. And they talk about the weather, and they talk about their dogs, and the last, like, 3 minutes when, you know, when it would start, and I would keep a clock in the studio,
in not the studio, that's Freudian slip, in the in the office, so that it was quite clear what the time was, because you know you've got somebody waiting, and so you make sure that people get their full 50 to 55 minutes, but they can't have 2 hours unless they book for 2 hours because there's somebody waiting. And so everybody in the last 3 minutes would say, oh, and by the way, I'm suicidal. What? We've been talking about the weather for 40 minutes. Not true. I wouldn't let people talk about the weather for 40 minutes. But all right. So so we did a story, which was not, it was not very good science, about the fact that people who snore, it was really poor science, because what it said was that snoring may be a designation for early onset Alzheimer's. If you read the article, that's not what it said at all, because most people snore, babies snore. Everybody snores when they have a cold. Everybody snores during hay fever season. The men tend to make more noise when they snore than women, but my grandmother snored, everybody snored. So the idea being that there's certain kind of snoring that is really a very different kind of snoring than usual snoring, in that people stop breathing. It's called sleep apnea. And sleep apnea is very dangerous because people actually stop breathing. And the story was accurate to the extent that we tend to associate sleep apnea with, number one, males, and number two, overweight males. But the point is, snoring goes across the board. And so for people with serious sleep apnea, the question is, which came first, chicken or egg? Did the sleep apnea sort of contribute to Alzheimer's, or is one of the problems about Alzheimer's is sleep apnea? And that's unclear to anybody at this moment. But there are so many other factors. But the point is that it sort of brought up the whole idea. I'm not sure where I came up with the idea of what you sleep in. And you're not supposed to say a bed or a tent or a cot, right? What do you wear to sleep? I don't know why I was curious about this. I'm not sure. I'm trying to sort of trace back my thinking, because I remember in college when someone would call up and say, what are you wearing, that you hung up the phone on them. But I'm sort of saying, all right, Trevor, your first day on the job, what do you sleep in?
Well, I myself get a little warm when I sleep, so I tend to sleep in maybe gym shorts.
Okay, no t-shirt, huh?
No, I toss and turn, so I get all spun up in my shirt, and then I can't sleep well, and so.
All right, so minimal amount of stuff for the Trevor, huh?
That's right.
Mine sort of, my microphone just died. I guess it was very upset with the question. What is going on with this microphone today? My thing is that quite often I keep my house kind of cool, and so quite often when I go to bed, it's cold. So what I go to bed in and what I end up with in the middle of the night and then the next morning sometimes varies greatly, because when I go to bed, I quite often I realize if I'm cold when I go to bed at night, it's harder for me to go to sleep. But then I'm like you, I wake up in the middle of the night, and I actually was at the station I used to work with. And I was over there a couple of days ago, so it reminded me of it. One of the guys had Raynaud's syndrome. He was a smoker, which certainly contributes to it, but which is a small artery disease. So he had very cold hands and fingers. And he literally would come into the studio every day before I went on the air and make me roll up my sleeves if I had long sleeves on. The summer he was quite happy because I was in sleeveless stuff. And he would take both of his hands on my arm and to warm up his hands, because I am kind of a walking furnace. I have my temperature. I can't raise normal unless I'm sick, but my body heat. I am sort of a walking little inferno. And so, which means everybody thinks I'm wonderful in the wintertime. In the summer, I'm not nearly as popular. So I will wake up in the middle of the night much too warm, and so sort of beginning to take things off. So what I go to sleep in and what I end up in are not necessarily the same thing. It quite often gets pared down. All right, let's hear what our folks sleep in.
Okay. Interestingly enough, we don't have any gentlemen responding to this question. All lady respondents.
Thank goodness we got your take on this, Trevor.
Yeah,
we
would, a male perspective of it today.
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking for my whole gender.
for the entire world. Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Exactly. All right. So Stephanie says, I never spend money on myself, but if I did, I would get some really comfortable sleepwear. Usually I wear a t-shirt and cotton drawstring pants, or sometimes I just fall asleep in the clothes I had on all day. Interesting.
Oh, no, honey. We need to send you a Victoria's Secret catalog.
Not so good for the laundry, I wouldn't imagine.
Well, no, she's only got half the number of clothes that the rest of us have.
Interesting. Okay.
Well, we need, but the first part of that sentence, we need to get you some pretty things to sleep in that are comfy. I mean, I'm not a pajama girl. I don't like things around my waist. So I don't like. I'm more likely to sleep in a nightgown or a t-shirt. And also, to be quite honest, depends if I'm single or in a relationship, because when you're single, I mean, like you say, sweatpants are perfectly fine. Except I would never go to bed in sweatpants unless I'm literally in the tundra, because I would just wake up, in a puddle. I would just be so warm. But, honey, we need to get you some Victoria's Secrets or go to a resale store. Go to, Goodwill or something and get something really pretty for not much money and wash it first. And then so you look pretty at night, so you feel pretty. I don't like you going to sleep in your clothes, honey. Okay, keep going.
Yeah, well, I mean, just to add, you spend a third of your life asleep, so it's not it'd be worth the investment, wouldn't you say?
Say again.
Just
yeah. Well, I mean, she's not buying new clothes. She's just sleeping in them, and presumably once you've worn them, you got to wash them anyway. So, no, it's. But I just think on a personal on a level that every once in a while you think that money, the only value money has is to buy you things that make your life a little easier. That's all. Nothing more, nothing less. So if having kind of a nice nightgown or some pretty pajamas, because her first sentence says, I don't spend money on myself. Let's get you something to wear pretty at night so you feel pretty going to bed. All right, keep going.
Okay. Chris says that in the summer, nothing. However, most of the year in t-shirt and pajama bottoms.
Okay.
Let's see now. Next, Glynis.
We do. Well, you can hear Victoria's Secret is not doing a great business with my listeners.
No.
Maybe I should become a spokesperson for Victoria's Secret or something. Okay, keep going.
Do some market research. Anyway. Oh.
Joy's Jammies or something. We actually have a sponsor. All right, lay another one on me.
Let me see. Glynis says not a thing. Laura says old t-shirts that are super soft are the best.
Okay, I like men sleeping in men's shirts that are overly laundered or soft. And I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-